This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I wonder if you've ever thought about how much what you put into your mind affects your heart and your life. It sure does make a difference. What you put into your mind shapes your values. It decides what matters to you, what you consider to be important, what you consider to be positive in life, and you're changed by those things because your values drive everything else in your life. So that's why it's so important every day to just place into your mind some of the thoughts that God wants to shape your life with. That's why we each weekday morning open the Bible at this time to kind of set our minds for the day on the things that God wants us to be thinking about. All this week, I want to take us to different parables of Jesus and just see some beautiful lessons for us out of these parables. Today, I want to go to Luke chapter 18 in the Bible, starting in verse 9. Here's Jesus talking. He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his chest, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And Jesus says, "I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted." Well, what a beautiful story from Jesus. And as he paints the picture of it, telling this story for some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt, I wonder if you identify with that. I wonder if you have spent time with some Christian or Christians who really put you down, spoke negatively about you because of your life or your lifestyle, and thought of themselves as much better than you. Maybe a person in your life, maybe even your parents, maybe some others in your life, maybe a church you used to go to that really spoke about people who were not like them in a very contemptuous way. And it just made you feel bad, made you feel small, made you not like yourself, and you thought, "I do not want to be around these people." Well, that was like the Pharisees in Jesus' day. But do you know that people with all sorts of hang-ups and problems and who were far from God loved being around Jesus? Those people you remember like that in your own life, they were not representing Jesus. Jesus never compromised what God said was right and wrong, but his attitude towards people was so full of grace and love that people loved to be around him, and they ended up getting their lives right with God as a result. Here's the two ways to come to God. If you have been deeply impacted by that contemptuous, self-righteous attitude of some Christians, then you may feel like, "I don't want to come to God at all." But Jesus points out that actually those self-righteous people have no hearing from God at all, that God is opposed to the proud. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. And if you know you're far from God and you really need God's help in your life, your life is kind of a mess as it's been left to your own devices, then you need to come to God like that tax collector in Jesus' story who stood afar off. He didn't go near that self-righteous man, and he just beat his chest and said, God, I'm not going to try and tell you how good I am. I just need your mercy because I'm a sinner. And Jesus says that's exactly what God wanted to hear, and he met that man with grace. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.